Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Hey of Masechtos Rosh Hashanah. Some of the topics we learned about today include the continuation of a discussion from the previous Daf about the Isser of Baal Ta'achar, and an elaboration on the various types of pledges and donations for which one may be liable for this Isser if they are not fulfilled in a timely fashion. Some of the key topics and concepts that we learned about include Baal Ta'achar. If one makes a pledge to bring a carbon or another nedava to the Beis HaMikdash, he may not delay fulfilling the pledge. If three yom tovim pass from the time he makes his pledge without the pledge being fulfilled, he has transgressed the law of loy ta'achar l'shamay. There is a machlokes in our Gemara as to how to properly calculate these three regalim in order to be in violation of this iser. Lina, there's halacha that when one brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, they must spend the night in Yerushalayim and go home only in the morning, as the pasuk states, ufanisa v'abayker v'halachta loy lecha. Erechin, this is a type of pledge where one says, erech ploini alai, in which case he obligates himself to give an amount to tzedakah based on pre-designated amounts stipulated by the Torah for someone in that gender and age bracket. Charamim. Charamim is a type of pledge where one donates a certain amount to the Beit HaKabayis, to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Tashlumim. Every Jewish male is obligated to bring a carbon oilas ru'iyah on each of the three Yom Tovim. It is machlekes if the obligation is specifically for the first day of Yom Tov, in which case if a person was not able to bring the carbon on the first day, then each successive day is tashlumim, a replacement for the obligation of the first day, or if the obligation for the Eilas Riyah is to bring the carbon on any day of the Yom Tov.